And you are listening to the Texas Standard. A reverse mortgage allows older homeowners to borrow money against their home's equity. You probably heard of it. It's a legitimate financial option that provides cash, helping some homeowners remain in their house as they age. Well, there's a flip side to that. As the Standard's Joy Diaz reports, it's that thousands of homeowners have also lost the home they love after they acquired a reverse mortgage.
The home Willie and Erlene Williams have shared for almost four decades is modest. Built in the 1970s, the ranch-style home includes three bedrooms, two baths, and it's the product of Erlene's nursing career and Willie's work as a heavy machine operator. Once you're inside, you can see a wall full, and I mean full, of family photos.
That's our baby son, right there between the frame, picture frame, and then that's her in the blue.
That's Erlene in her 50s, perhaps, with hair and makeup done, a robust, middle-aged woman.
When I was big.
Blue dress up out. We take the one over there.
Now, they're both in their 70s. Erlene looks frail and moves slowly because of her many health problems. But under this roof, Erlene and Willie raised 11 kids, some of them biological children, some adopted, some foster. And now it's just them and their 5-year-old great-granddaughter, Miracle.
So this is my bike. Everything's pink in here.
But they all may have to leave soon. The Williamses found out their reverse mortgage lender foreclosed their house, and that's been devastating because Willie says they were told that couldn't happen.
No, Mr. Williams, they cannot do this here because you only way that they could do that is you die and both your wife and you are dead. But no, not while y'all living.
They are living, and yet the house is no longer theirs, not legally.
Where do we go if we were put out of our home? Where do we go?
The Williams are still in the house because there were some irregularities with their foreclosure, and their attorney is taking their case to court today. More on that in a minute. Last month, USA Today revealed that almost 100,000 reverse mortgages nationwide have failed since 2008. Dr. Nathan Harness is director of financial planning at Texas A&M University. He says elderly African Americans like the Williams are the most affected.
Many have lived in or moved into urban areas where the value of their home has grown substantially, so they're cash poor but home rich.
That's the Williams' story. Property values in their Southeast Austin neighborhood have gone up from around $67,000 in 1988 to $200,000 or more today. It's a desirable location, only 15 minutes from downtown Austin, one of the most expensive cities in the country, and Texas is full of cities like that. If you were to mark a map with red dots for the places where reverse mortgages have failed, USA Today did that, by the way, you'd see Texas looking like it had chickenpox. With so many people losing their homes here, I asked Dr. Harness if reverse mortgages were considered predatory.
I think it would be a bit of a stretch to say in of themselves, the reverse mortgages are predatory products, that they're designed to be that way. Now, with that said, is a reverse mortgage appropriate for everyone? And the answer is just simply no.
Molly Rogers is the Williams' attorney. She works for a nonprofit called Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid, and she says after the financial crisis of 2008 hit, clients with reverse mortgage issues began trickling in, hoping she could help them stay in their homes. Now, instead of a trickle, she sees multiple clients a week. The main issue is that people have borrowed against their equity without understanding the risks of reverse mortgages.
They're a loan, and so there are terms and conditions, and if you do not meet each and every one of those terms and conditions, you can be foreclosed on, even if you don't owe a single payment.
And it's easy to miss a term or a condition during a crisis. That's what happened to the Williamses. This past year has been full of family crisis.
In November of 2018, Mr. Williams' brother died.
There were funeral expenses. About that time, They owed $750 in property taxes. Last February, the lender moved toward foreclosure, and at the same time, Mr. Williams' sister died. Again, there were funeral expenses. Now, that property tax bill ballooned to $9,000. Then in April, their 34-year-old son died of a massive heart attack.
But it still hurt so bad.
And that's when they found out their house had been sold in a foreclosure sale for $129,000. The buyers said the Williams can rent the house for $1,300 a month, but that's $100 more than their income, which comes from a Social Security disability check. Now, attorney Molly Rogers thinks there may be a way to keep the Williamses in their home.
I do. So I think that the lender made a procedural mistake in the way that they foreclosed.
If today a judge agrees with Rogers, there would still be a long way ahead for the Williamses because the home is not legally theirs, not anymore. Now the new owner would need to agree to sell it back to them, and that would be a miracle. But the Williamses believe in miracles. After all, that's what they named their great-granddaughter. They believe the house to the new owner is just an investment. Erlene says, for her, it's been a saving grace.
When I walked in this house 30-something years ago, I told my husband, I said, this is my home. This is where we're going to stay.
Of course, it's not up to her to decide. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.